Jackson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is the second hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 4th of December, 2010, and kind of got tired this morning. I think I've had about 10 hours sleep in the last 3 days, ladies and gentlemen, so if I'm not my usual self, you have to kind of bear with me here. I'm looking at the LA Times right now. And the unemployment numbers are in from this past Thursday. And once again, we've hit another bump on the road to recovery. We have an unemployment rate nationally, they say, of 9.8%. We know it's much, much higher than that. It's above 22%. Got to be getting pretty close to 23%. But anyway, they're saying that the and a potentially serious setback for the U.S. economy, hiring unexpectedly stalled in November, while the nation's unemployment rate jumped to 9.8%, reversing a pattern of slow but steady improvement in the prospects for American workers. They say the grim report released Friday by the Labor Department flew in the face of strong job growth in October and a slew of largely positive economic indicators in recent days. And it called into question the belief, now listen to this, folks, it called into question the belief of most economists that the economy from the worst recession, from the worst recession in a generation was gaining momentum. Now, we told you folks repeatedly on this program, every time they came out with those propaganda numbers and propaganda stories, there is no recovery. And now we have confirmation from the controlled media they're having to admit, no, you know, the recovery is nothing. There's nothing there. Although jobs data, they say, from any single month, can't be weighed too heavily, November's figures suggest that the U.S. companies, especially manufacturers, have found ways to supply any growth in demand for their products without expanding payrolls. For one thing, most companies are operating well below maximum capacity. Many are also squeezing more productivity out of existing employees and spending heavily on new, more efficient equipment and technology. We found ways of doing things faster and better, said Alan Parkhill, president of Banner American Products Incorporated, a maker of machines for schools. He says, it's sad to say, but you get rid of somebody and thought they were an integral, but then you find that you don't suffer. He says, you realize then that you were bloated. All that points to the prospect that high unemployment levels could stretch much farther into the future than most economists had expected. And I realize we have callers, and we're going to be bringing up our guest on the other side. So Dave in Massachusetts, Jim in Georgia, hang on, we will take you. We're going to take the break first, and then we'll bring up Vicki Davis in just a few minutes. Stay with us. Govern America continues here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
All right, we're back. This is Governor America. You know, it's kind of interesting. That song reminds me a lot of the airport security situation. Isn't it funny how this WikiLeaks document dump that has been so prominent in the media lately has just pushed the airport naked body scanners and grope land security right off the news? I mean, it's like it flipped a switch. Somebody flipped a switch and it's just gone. Just gone. You know, I don't know what to think about this WikiLeaks, ladies and gentlemen. I really think this is a covert operation. That's just my gut. I can't prove it. I know some of the leaders in foreign countries have made noises to that effect. But, you know, what have we really learned that has been a major development that's been outside of the dialectic of the controllers? I seem to recall the first document dump they made, talking about what a threat Iran was. Has there been anything about that revealing that the administration has been involved in 9/11, has been involved in false flag operations? Is there any documentation to that effect? Because we know that that's the truth. You know, I saw an interview with Julian Assange, the head of WikiLeaks, He was being interviewed by CNN. It was the interview that he actually stormed out because she was asking questions about his personal life. He has rape allegations against him. I guess rape charges evidently pending against him someplace. Anyway, he stormed out. But before he did, he made the statement, and it kind of bothered me when he made it. He said something to the effect of, my purpose, because he was talking about how some people, some employees in his organization have quit. They've said his personality is getting in the way of the work. But he made a statement, and I've got the audio here. I just don't have it ready to play on the air. But what he said was, he says, it's his role to be a lightning rod. He says that's my role is to be a lightning rod. Now think about that, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think I'm reading too much into this. What is a lightning rod? Is it not something that attracts the attention, attracts a lot of energy, and then grounds that energy and disperses it? Anyway, it was an interesting choice of words, I thought. Anyway, Vicki Davis, I want to bring her up. She was a systems analyst and a computer programmer starting in 1976 until she saw her contract work outsourced to India. Since that time, the elimination of her career, she's been a longtime researcher in the technology and trade initiatives, which are literally transforming America into a corporate fascist system of government controlled from the top down. Her website contains a lot of great information. She's here with us every Saturday, the first Saturday of every month, and we're pleased to have her back. Vicki Davis of ChannelingReality.com. Vicki, good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
Thank you for being with us, as always, and I appreciate your information I was reading last night. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Just kind of quiet. You know, I didn't go anywhere, didn't do anything, but it was nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, quiet is always a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, I was kind of wanting you to start here. You know, we're seeing these unemployment numbers come out all the time. They're telling us we're in a recovery. Everything that we're seeing in society runs opposite to that, you know. And you wrote a piece recently about McCain and the great Irish miracle. And I'd like you to tell the listeners a little bit about what's going on there. You might start by explaining a little bit about Trojan triangles and reminding folks, because if they haven't listened to previous shows, what exactly do you mean by the term Trojan triangle?
Well, Trojan, I had to give a name to an economic plan that I found that was being replicated across the world. Not, I found it first in our country, but then once I found it, then I found it being replicated all over the world. And I had to give a name to it because It has so many elements to it that just to describe it, I mean, you could write a full book describing it. So I gave it a name, and I called it a Trojan triangle, just as a shorthand, so that people that follow my work, you know, I can just refer back to
right.
Trojan triangle. They'll know what I'm talking about.
And these, and the reason you called it a triangle is because basically there are three components that you've found. But what we're talking about here really are economic zones, aren't we?
Yes, economic development zones, but it also includes hub zones and there's about a list of about nine different types of zones, and just. As an overall description, what's happening to our country is that in the process of regionalization, they are first of all defining zones. And the as they go through, then they set up an overarching management structure, you know, whether it be a metropolitan planning organization or a some kind of regional management organization. Anyway, the idea is basically to transfer power upward, you know, away from your elected local representatives and pushing everything up. And so that's what the zones do. They define a special management area defined for a purpose.
So these zones are where our corporations, when we have our corporations outsourced to, say, communist China or to India or to some other country, this is where predominantly these zones of cooperation, these are where these corporations are actually assigned to, right?
Well, I'm not sure if assigned is the right word, but they're using these zones, there are foreign trade zones. You know, that you'll find those in China, but they don't have to be a foreign trade zone. They can be an intermodal commerce zone or a work area, and an economic zone defined as a work-based learning environment. That's what I found with an area called the Core in Boise, Idaho, is that they defined a zone that is being run basically by the hospital, a local hospital over in Boise, and the idea is to integrate work and learning. And it's a scam. I mean, we could do a whole program on this scam of Trojan triangles.
Yeah.
and what they are doing with these zones.
Well, this goes right back into the whole lifelong learning situation.
Yes, it does.
You know,
yes.
School to work, workforce development. And this is just to find out that this is going on, not just in this country, but all over the world, is quite a development. But really, I guess it shouldn't really surprise anybody, because this is the model. And if the model works in one place, all they have to do is replicate that.
That's right, and that started a long time ago with, and I haven't written about this yet, but I'm going to. It's on my agenda to write about. But back in the 1960s, Robert McNamara suggested to Willy Brandt that he establish an international commission, and basically study common problems and to harmonize policy, harmonize the implementation of policy. And they've been, over the years, there have been many, many of these commissions on various subject matters. And then once the report is accepted by the UN, then the UN formalizes, integrates the reports, and formalizes a policy. And then the nations either sign on to it or don't sign on to it. But it doesn't matter whether they sign on to it or not, as in the case of the United States, they're very likely to implement it anyway.
Yeah, you know, they just do everything they want beneath the shadows. You know, as I was reading some of your work last night, the thought just kept coming to my mind. You know, because you were quoting some of the things in one of those reports. I think it was the Forever Changing Government, Future Directions. You know, where they say that, you know, we are going to change the American people experience their government. And reading this, you think, well, what authority did they get? I mean, to do this, who told them that it was okay for them to modify our form of government?
Right. That's exactly right. Where did they think they got? Who gave them the authority to redefine how the people of the United States manage their government? But it all goes back to the computer systems, of course.
Okay. I mean, all right. Hold it right there. We got a couple of calls. We'll take you on the other side of the break. So just hang on with us. We're visiting with Vicki Davis. The website, channelingreality.com. Stay with us. This is Governed America. Don't go away.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
All right, we're back. This is Governed America. I'm Darren Weeks. Vicki, you were about to say something about the computer systems. I wanted to give you a chance before we go to the phones to finish your comment there. You said it all goes back to the computer systems in terms of how they manipulate things and where they get the authority to do this.
Right.
We've got an overthrow, basically a revolution, without them ever having fired a shot.
Right, and it's a revolution that is coming from the top down, and it's hidden like a shadow government. And but all the information is out there if you know what to look for. And what enabled them to be able to redesign our government is the computer systems. You know, the size, the speed, the power. Without those computer systems, we'd still be living like we were back in the 1960s, you know, where we had just independent town governments, you know, city governments, and a lot of people employed doing the work, and the city leaders were responsive to the people rather than responsive to, you know, the capability of the redesigners of life in America, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look back,
And Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote a book called Between Two Ages and Technocratic Era, I think, something to that effect. Now, I haven't read that book, but I don't really think that I need to very much because I know about that. I mean, I know about the whole thing. And there is a transition phase between going from non-automated to automated. And so with the reinvention of government, what they did basically was to establish what probably is the largest IT project in the history of the world to reinvent our government. But because of these international commissions and the harmonization at the global level, the plan for the redesign of our government is being replicated or pushed up to a global level to where you have a global management system.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of interesting that you say technology is great, but you can't build an economy for a nation on it.
Right.
The very definition of technology is efficiency, which is by definition reductionist. That's what you said in some of your writings. And, you know, some would say that global integration and globalism is actually the natural evolution of technological advancement. And therefore, to be against global integration is to be anti-progress. This is kind of the theme, I think, in Thomas Friedman's book, The Lexus and the Olive Tree, because he had the idea that globalism equates with technological progress and that to oppose it is to actually embrace poverty because the rest of the world is going to move forward without you.
That's so absurd.
Basically, you might as well get on board and get a piece of the action. The problem is the only people that seem to be getting a piece of the action are the multinational corporations and the executives that run them.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. If you look at all the multi-billionaires that there are in the world, they're involved in technology in some regard. And, you know, they made their money in technology, and they are now probably, you know, spread out and now in other fields. But it's like that guy Slim, the billionaire from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
He was involved in wireless radios or telephones or something. And so, yeah, all the billionaires are involved in some way in technology at the global level.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And the more it's implemented, the fewer the jobs there are, you know, real jobs for people in the real economy. And so that's why you see the rise of all of these NGOs and these nonprofits, because they're actually employing people through this system of nonprofits that are social engineers who are working in the communities to facilitate people into new ways of living and thinking and without having a real job. I mean, it gets so crazy. You know, if you look at the whole design of the whole thing, it gets so insane that you say, well, this can't possibly be right. You know, Vicky's off on some, you know, bizarre trip of her own. But it's really true. I mean, that is really what's happening, and that's why you see so many social engineers in your community.
Yeah, you know, it's partnershiping. And I really kind of think that that's part of what they mean by the term governance, because they're moving away from a traditional form of government to all these things that are involving civil society and different forms of controlling people, which really isn't clearly defined as government. Hey, we got to take the bottom of the hour break. We have Dave in Massachusetts waiting and Jim in Georgia. Hang on. I promise you we will get to you right after the break. Stay with us, folks. This is Governed America. We're visiting with Vicki Davis. ChannelingReality.com is her website. It's linked up with ours at GovernAmerica.com. We'll be back here in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And I wanna believe you when you tell me that it'll be okay. Yeah, I try to believe you, but I don't. When you say that it's gonna be, it always turns out to be a different way. I try to believe you, not today, today.
All right, we're back. This is Governor America visiting with Vicki Davis. ChannelingReality.com is her website, www.channelingreality.com, or you can go to our website at governamerica.com and click across. It's right there with the guest information. I want to go right to the phone lines. By the way, the phone number, if you'd like to join the conversation, you're certainly welcome to do so. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. 9443. Let's go to Massachusetts and talk to Dave, who's been hanging on very patiently for a very long time. Thanks for hanging on, Dave.
Yeah, no problem, Gavin. It's a pleasure to hang on with you, Gavin. You're always so interesting and so...
I appreciate that.
It's nice to always nice to hear Vicki, too.
Well, thank you.
You know what prompted me to call... Gavin, was I enjoyed David's call from New York, and he was talking about these globalists and everything, and, you know, we're talking about the depredations, these predatory globalists, but you know what, how I've been correcting people lately, Gavin, and you'd be amazed at how many patriots talk this way. Even patriots don't realize that they've been programmed to speak this way, and this is what I'm talking about. We hear all this crap all the time about the world's policeman, and, you know, you'll even hear patriots say, oh, we have to stop being the world's policeman, and we can't afford to be the global cop anymore, and, you know, and I correct them, Darren, and sometimes they have to think about it. You know, at first it kind of takes them aback, but I say, hey, listen, I just tell them, I say, this great global super Satan, this great global super Satan is not the world's cop. This great global super Satan is not the world's policeman, a global cop. This great global super Satan is the world's arch criminal. The exact opposite of the exact opposite of being law enforcement, a law enforcement officer. This great global super Satan is the world's arch criminal, the world's arch enemy. So,
yeah, I don't think anybody would disagree with you on that.
I completely agree with it, and he points out something that is really important, and that is that we have to use our own language to describe what's really there. Now, and he's right, you know, the mainstream media has given us the term the global policeman, which makes it sound as if it might be a good thing.
A legitimate.
But he's right, they are global criminals.
Yeah.
Well,
and you know,
who's the one? Who are the ones that are defined as those that are the criminals? Then, if we're the global cop, you know, it's everybody that doesn't go along with the State Department and the UN system. You know,
that's right.
And you know, Darren and Vicky, you know, you guys are very well informed, and your audience is. But you know, more and more is. Like Tom Kimmel, husband Kimmel's grandson, and guys like Pat Buchanan that wrote The Unnecessary War. This great global super Satan goes way back, even to World Wars, weren't World Wars until the great global super Satan made them World Wars by, you know, enticing the Japanese into that, quote unquote sneak attack at Pearl Harbor, you know, Roosevelt and Churchill, and then teaming up with you know, Roosevelt supplying Churchill in England secretly, and then teaming up with Uncle Joe Stalin, and so I mean this you know, a lot of people might, some patriot might say, yeah, well, we were the global cop during World War II. That was the last just war or some crap like that. But no, it goes back even before World War II. This great global.
Yeah, I guess the real question, Dave, is have we ever had a just war? You know,
right.
what does that mean exactly? A just war, you know?
It's as oxymoronic as fighting for peace, right? fighting for peace is like having sex for virginity, you know?
that's a very good analogy.
What was I going to say?
It's Orwell all over again. You know, war is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. You know, everything is turned on its head, everything is completely backwards as to what it really means. But, you know, you got to keep in mind, you know, I keep coming back to State Department Publication 7277, you know, and the blueprint for the peace race, because that's really what all these wars are really about, is disarming every other country that won't go along with the so-called peace force, you know? It's neutralizing the opposition to global governance. And I hate to say it, of which the United States and Britain and Israel are all, you know, the primary engineers and architects of.
Yeah, but I agree.
I kind of consider...
Anyway,
What, Darren?
Anything else before I move on?
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, sometimes, Darren, I compare it to just like, you know, like we saw in William Peter Blatty, the exorcist with Linda Blair and everything, just like an individual person can be possessed by Satan. My thesis is, Darren, that whole countries, whole nations can be possessed by Satan. And then now we have this great global super Satan that's trying to possess all nations. And it's scriptural, Darren, because in Revelation it talks about this great global super Satan imposing the Antichrist global beast system all around the world, and it is a great Satan Ayatollah Khomeini was right in characterizing Satan as the great Satan, because even in Scripture, Darren, I'll close with this, it talks about the Archangel Michael has to return with a great chain. Well, he wouldn't have to have a great chain if he was. He's coming back with a great chain because he has to find a great Satan, a great super Satan. And I just closed, Darren, by saying I know you're the link in the Archangel Michael's great chain to find the great Satan, Darren. You're the link. Vicky's a link. I'm a link. And I'm sure at least 99% of your listening audience are links in the Archangel.
And that's the thing, Dave, that I appreciate that. And the main thing that we have to keep in mind, I don't believe that any of this is a foregone conclusion. You know, one thing that, you know, the leadership of this country is the great Satan, maybe. Certainly I wouldn't doubt that. But the people in this country are good people for the most part. I mean, we've had our morality problems. We certainly are being conditioned to break down morality. You know, we just had a University of Hawaii professor call for the legalization of child porn, for Pete's sake, and he's calling for that to protect the children, believe it or not. I mean, you can Google that story if you want, but I mean, the point of the matter is the people are being broken down with their morality, but by and large, the average person, we are the ones that stand in the gap. We are the ones that keep this country going down further and further. We are the biggest problem that they have. And when we learn that, and when we pick up and start acting in accordance with that and get on the same page and realize the power that we have, the muscle that we have, we can stop this satanic, Luciferian, diabolical system of global governance once and for all. I appreciate the call there, Dave. Thanks a lot. Let's move on and talk to Jim in Georgia. Thank you so much for
being
on, Jim.
Good morning, Vicky and Darren. Great show. It's hard to follow Dave from Massachusetts because whenever I hear he's a caller, I always run to my computer and turn it up because his way of expressing himself is tremendous. But anyway, I agree with what Dave was saying and what you guys have been saying, but one thing, of course, I've been into this study of the government and the corruption and everything for probably over 30 years, and I was going to some of meetings with Eustace Mullins when he was first speaking about the Federal Reserve. But anyway, one quote that I have to tell Vicky, and maybe she already knows about it, back in 1957, I'll never forget it because my dad was standing there and we were watching this little teeny TV screen about 4 inches across, and Khrushchev shook his finger at the American public and said, "We'll take you over without firing a shot." And, of course, that was in 1957, and he knew at that point that we'd already had the Federal Reserve System mm-hmm. set up. So he knew the program, and he knew what the steps that were going to be taken, destroying the morals, mixing the races, all this. But if we relate to who we are, and Dave, I'm sure Dave and Darren and Vicky and all these people that are running on RBN, I feel that they're the remnant of God, and they are the ones that their eyes are open. In fact, in the Abraham Covenant, it states in there that most of the people will be blinded because that's his plan. Unfortunately for us in the United States, as we know it, is going to fail. And it's because there's so many people blinded. And I think that's why later on in the scripture he says that one man will take on 10,000. But we're talking again about the Darren Weeks and the Vickies, because they are not affected by all this poisoning of the water. And I believe that we've been protected for a long time. And people should realize that Our Savior has been saving us for a good long time, but he's only working with the remnant. This is a battle right now between the remnant and evil. And we all know, I think, that's listening here, who the evil ones are. And, of course, they grab the money, just like they did in the money changers. And, of course, we know what Christ did to them. They whipped them out. He whipped them out of the temple. And so here we are. We've got the same money changers running our countries, running the world, really, because now they've got it all. But unfortunately for them, they don't believe in the book. They don't believe in Jesus Christ. And so, one thing I wanted to mention, too, before I get sidetracked here, I don't know whether you fellas and girls heard this, but it was on the radio. I think it was yesterday here in Atlanta. There was a guy who called in and said that this man had donated a Christmas tree to his favorite bank. It was a Chase Bank. He was a businessman there, a landscaper, I think, in Texas. Well, anyway, within a few days, he got a call from the manager to come and remove the Christmas tree from the bank because it was offending people. And this was a email from J.B. Morgan Chase to remove it. So he went and got it out of there. So isn't it strange that they're, you know, still unrecognizable, the bulk of the, here we go, the blinded Christians who are going to the 501c3 churches, who are all under the corporation, and I think what Vicky's trying to describe here that I see, and she's right on target, is everything is really under a corporation. The police service, the courts, everything. So, you know, we'll call it a corporation for being politically correct, but really what it is, it's communist corporation. And the head communists are sitting right up there, Bernanke and Greenspan and Kissinger, and, you know, it goes back all the way to Paul Warburg in 1913.
I want to interrupt you there, Jim.
Okay.
One of the things that you said, Vicky, in some of your writings is, you know, some people get confused and, you know, people, there's differing opinions about what to call this beast that we have for a government. You know, as it gets further and further down the road to totalitarianism, is it communism? Is it fascism, you know, a corporate-type system? Or is it, you know, communitarianism, really? You get elements of everything there. It looks like, but regardless, as you point out, it doesn't really matter what form of control it is. The bottom line is, it really is the same for the people. I mean, we're being led into chains, into slavery.
Yes, and I think what the word we're looking for and searching for is Talmudism. The Talmud is the key to the whole thing, and the Christians don't really want to, what I call the, you know, jellyfish Christians. They don't want to believe because they've been hearing for so many years that they're the chosen people. Well, when they read the Talmud, the 17 volumes, there is no way that anybody could say, my gosh, these people hate Christians. It's the worst, it's the most hateful book ever written.
Yeah. I want to give Vicky a chance to jump in here. Did you have anything you wanted to add there, Vicky?
No, well, except that as far as fascism and communism, what I wrote in that, I think that you may have read, is that I wrote that the only difference between communism and fascism is the visibility of the oligarchs. And mm-hmm. in the old Soviet Union, the oligarchs were behind the government. You couldn't see them because they had a police state. And so the oligarchs were there. They were running the government, but you couldn't see them. In a fascist state, the oligarchs are working side by side with the government, and so you see them. And they gave it a different name, even though it's really the same system.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way I think about it.
Something that's a little interesting, too, we all know the 501 bill there, or 50, it was just 5-1. Passed by the Senate.
Yeah, S-510.
S-510, yeah, that's what I was scrambling for. Anyway,
the food control.
Just quickly, because I know you've got a great show here going. Monsanto, isn't it strange, just bought all the controlling stock for Blackwater.
Oh, really?
You'll never guess who went in with them to buy the stock, Bill Gates. Isn't that interesting? So here we are, we just got the bill passed, now they've got the enforcement behind them. And see, this is what we don't have. We know what's going on, Dave, Darren, and Vicky knows what's going on, but we don't have the force behind us. We do have a great force who's watching over all this. But when he releases this force to us, they better scramble because there's going to be some major problems for him because, again, like I said, we've read the book and we believe in the book and we win. And Anyway, one for Dave up there in Massachusetts. TSA stands for Talmud Sanction Attacks. And I'll close on that. Great show, people.
Thank
Keep
you.
Up the good work.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Bye.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. You know, the thing is, Vicki, is that we have the numbers on our side. Mm-hmm. We have the power. If we could just figure out a way to reach them people, educate them enough, and to bring them into the fold, and to take these great numbers that we have and direct them toward the directions that they need to go to get it back. And I'm talking mainly about the state level, but also the city councils as well. You know, we have more people waking up now than we've ever had in this country. And that gives me hope. There's no way we're going to avoid the financial collapse. But that doesn't mean, I don't think, anyway, that we have to lose our country. Hey, we have to take the break. We'll be back. Folks, stay with us. This is Govern America.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Called him Sandy Kane. Few folks even knew his name. But a hero, yes, was he.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We're visiting with Vicki Davis. Her website is www.channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com. And the phone number, if you'd like to call in, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And Vicki, we have some more calls, but did you have anything you wanted to say before we go back to the phones?
Yeah, on my website, I wrote a piece about that Food Safety Enhancement Act. They gave it a new name, but it was actually initially introduced in 2009. And what that legislation does, it's collectivization by computer system. What they want to do, now they're focusing on the inspection part of it, but what it's really about is setting up a national supply chain management system for food production, and they want a system, you know, from time to time you'll hear people say from field to plate or field to table or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted everybody to have a computer system, and the federal government would have a back door into the system so that they could check your production statistics and, you know, all kinds of things like that. So that's why Bill Gates is involved, because it involves another national computer system, and computer systems are management systems. They're always management systems.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that Monsanto had bought out Blackwater. It's actually called XE now.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't heard that either.
That's kind of interesting. You know, now they're talking about oranges. You know, they're saying that the oranges now, blight has become a big problem with the bacteria and everything in the oranges, and now they're saying that genetically modified orange juice could be on the horizon very soon. So they're not going to stop until we have absolutely no natural organic food left. You know, everything is going to be some synthetic creation by the corporations. You know, and I always take it back to the Codex Alimentarius. You know, we're supposed to have food safety. We've got vitamin D now being demonized in the wire services. They're saying, oh, a little bit of it is good, but, you know, don't overdose on vitamin D. You know, it could be harmful. You know, yeah. I mean, it's crazy. It's insane.
Control the food, control the water, and you control the people.
That's exactly right. It's all about control.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we have a little bit of time, not much. We might have to hold the caller over, but Craig in Canada. Craig, go right ahead.
Good morning, Darren, Vicki, and thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I mean, to anybody looking at the scene, politically it's obvious what's going on in the background, but as of late, I've been coming to see what a lot of folks in RBM talk about, sort of the religious spiritual battle behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you see how the mainstream media during the 80s and 90s, they made fun of all the born-agains, maybe rightly so, who knows. They made fun of all the Islamic jihadists and all those really holy terrorists and all that kind of fun stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yet we tend to know that that is a ploy used by the other side. And I think of the Talmudic beliefs and everything going on with that. And just last night I happened to read about, there was an HR policy called Education Day signed by Bush Sr. back in 1991.
Uh-huh.
That talked about the Noetic laws of the Talmud, sort of supporting these laws. And then there was another comment about the fact that all these guillotines had been ordered by the U.S. military and everybody placed around the country. And then I guess one infraction is that if you do anything against the Noetic law, you can be guillotined, decapitation. This was big a couple years back. Is that still something on the radar you guys are aware of?
Okay, we're gonna have to address that on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Top of the hour break. Straight ahead. Hold on.
Gold.